All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gobcast. Oh, shit. Welcome to You Don't Have to Listen to This, Episode 8, a.k.a. the Gobcast, a.k.a. the Gustavo Fring Memorial Podcast, Episode 1, Episode 9. This was a mistake. Joining me, as always, are my faithful companions, Grail.
Hello.
And Yosef.
Hey!
And joining us on this lovely, rainy, over here at least, Sunday evening, is Ed Atlin.
Hello. Do I have to say anything else?
No. So how about them Mets?
Who are you asking? Me? Because I'm the one Nets? Who would know the least about them.
I don't know anything about Nets.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since we've done a podcast, so we've decided to do a podcast. And I've done, as always, the minimum amount of preparation, and that is writing down the name of the podcast and what episodes numbers they are.
Well, it's more than what you usually do, so that's good.
Yeah. That's true. Usually we have to explain it to you, and you just get frustrated and then say it's a mistake, unironically.
This time I'm wearing my pants.
What
over my dick?
Did you look up what comic? Did you look up what comic we were up to when we did the last podcast?
Yeah, the last podcast, it was around the time that Allison was putting together her band in preparation for Pasquale's birthday party.
Okay,
so that was a while ago.
I'm going to the website right now. That's what the clacking is. I want to see that comic.
Yeah. I looked at the specific one, and it was the one where Allison was like literally gathering Trish and gathering Peeplops to join her band, and Peeplops had a little heart attack when she asked him. So that's a lot has happened since the last podcast.
It's been very eventful.
Yeah, so I actually did take notes on things that have happened, things that I've. Kind of little events. So Allison put together her band. Lodge and Pasquale had a talk, and then Satan came and had a talk, and then Trish was exposed to the internet, and then Katie wrote a very nice letter to Pasquale. Then there's the birthday party. We met Magma Spider, DJ Smith. I actually want to talk about Magma Spider. Because she was pretty much a creation of yours, Yosef, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what had happened is you wrote the second end of the Pasquale and Lodge talking to each other comic, and you wrote just offhandedly, you wrote like, "Oh, if you need anything, Magmus, just give a holler, and Magma Spider will come help you out." And then we made her a character, so.
Yeah, I liked throwing in those comics that I wrote or wrote part of, I always like throwing in references to, because I like the idea that there are a lot more monster creatures that are never, like, in the foreground, that are just...
Yeah, yeah.
Double Dracula was the same thing.
I
just threw in the line Double Dracula in a brief description.
Yeah, you wrote Trish's speech to... Pasquale, and you threw in Double Dracula, and I swear to God, I laughed for like 10 decades. Oh, he was good. I also want to talk about DJ Smegma. Grail, you came up with his name.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Smegma in the house!
Yeah. And, I wrote one of the comics where he's just like saying random ass shit, and he's just like, "Yeah, what up, my homies?" And he's like, "Yeah, I know, I hate me too." And this is one of those comics where the process is I'll write a goofy comic, I'll show Yosef, and if he doesn't think it's funny enough, he'll like push me to make it funnier. And this time around, like, the word homies is, like, he said, like, what up, my homies? And you weren't satisfied with the word homies. And we were going back and forth about what word it should be. And then you suggested ham hams. We were like on Skype or something, and we were just like fucking laughing our asses off. And then I decided to superimpose a picture of a ham taro over the last panel and just turn down the opacity way, way low. So that was fun.
I like those are one of those comics where I think we even said at the time, it's like, this people might find this very unfunny, but I don't give a shit because I find it to be the funniest thing in the world. Trying to think of another example of one of those comics where it's like, I don't care if this joke is just for me. It makes me laugh so much.
I remember a couple off the top of my head. One is Pasquale jumps off of Party Man and he's like, oh no, I forgot the music store is one town over. And then Allison's like, I should have got you a map for your birthday.
Yeah, I like that. That was one of those, it's like a weird anti-joke, which I love so much. I think there's one right after that, too, wasn't there? Like,
oh, I haven't slept for 8 months or something like
no,
that.
No, that's not the same thing.
I don't remember. There was one where Pasquale... Oh, yeah, Pasquale was trying to get his, back when they were looking for Katie, Pasquale was trying to get his GPS on his phone to work. And then Allison was like, you dumbass, if we can't even get, like, any internet, then what makes you think GPS is going to work? Plus that over there. And she pointed to a GPS satellite that had fallen and crashed. And Pasquale was like, yeah, that's what reminded me. So, I'll try to wrap this up, but so then there was the end of the weekend at Marlin's plot line, which I really enjoyed. And Mr.
Very,
Jones,
a very divisive arc for the fans, yeah? If I recall correctly. Yeah, I seem to remember a lot of people on 4chan, because people never complain about the comic on Something Awful, but unfortunately, a lot of people had an issue with it, thought it was stupid and it was going on for too long. But I loved it thoroughly from beginning to... I think I wanted you to extend it, because I think originally they get found out, like, immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take the blame for that, but I love it.
No, yeah, because I was going to cut it short. And I have no problem with the stupidity. I love the stupidity, but I thought that the joke had run its course. And I was like, okay, well, that's it. And and then we just kept it going. And like it was like, I kind of like it, though, because it kind of, we got woven into like the birthday party thing. The whole birthday party thing was really fun to write, because I went back to those 6-panel goofy comics and stuff. And anyway, yeah, I enjoy the weekend at Marlin's thing. If it was too long, it's still fun to reread.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, it can often feel much longer when you're reading it. And I mean, I think that's a valid criticism, because you're doing a webcomic and you're releasing something out.
Right.
Like, on a slow basis. And that's one thing, in general, I think It Hurts does well compared to a lot of webcomics. In contrast to everything else, which is much worse than other webcomics.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. But I think in terms of pacing, it's not as slow as a lot of comics. You read, like, Paranatural, which, I mean, nothing against that comic, but... It's like they stay in a single story will take like a year for it to like go all the way through, because he releases, I think it's 2 pages a week. It might be 1 page a week now. And like, they're nice looking pages. Like, I don't doubt his work ethic or anything, but like, when you're reading it in the way that it's intended, you end up like, sort of, I usually forget what the story is about by the time I'm at the end of it, because I've been, unless you go back and reread it, like Poppy Opossum, which I love. I love that comic a lot. I think it's really cool. But the pacing, it's just, it takes so long to get through a story that you're always, I think with generally with story-based web comics, that's a problem. Because you get through so much. But we managed to race through stories pretty fast, with the notable exception of the Helpy saga, which was pretty long. Right. But I think people in general have said that, like, even people who were frustrated with Hellbeast when it was happening, in retrospect, like rereading it, enjoy it a lot more because they don't have that issue of like waiting for months. How long did it take to come out? Like a couple months, right? But they don't have to wait wait around.
It was like a couple months or something, and it was like 24 parts plus like the little lead up that happened, and then the little ending. So it was a couple of months.
Yeah,
it'd take a while.
But I think it holds up together when it's all together a lot more. I think that's a lesson that's been very thoroughly learned by us, because it's like everything after that seems to run along at a pretty decent clip.
I certainly hope so. Yeah,
weakens it. Marlins. I mean, well, there's always people who are complaining, because there'll be people on one side who complain, oh, what's this? This part's boring because there's no, like, world-ending shit. And then on the other hand, people will complain when there's no more slice-of-life stuff because the serious stuff is happening. So
you know what I want to do? I want to make a series after It Hurts is done that's only, like, just things happening. And the thing I'm going to call it, like, It's Happening or some crap like that. And all it's going to, like, the comic's going to start off, and like the lead character, we don't know it's the lead character yet, his nuts explode, and it explodes a hole through the wall, and it kills his mom, and he's like, oh fuck, my mom's dead, oh god, and
my then, balls. Like, balls
and also
dead.
My balls, and then It turns out, like, you see this man walk through the door, and then he's like, your balls were the cure to cancer all along. And then he just starts crying, and then, like, his tears, like, turn into, like, little dogs that start barking. And the dogs, so then it's for 3 months, it turns into a dog side story where the dogs are at war with each other, the little dog tears.
and every single comic has like some dramatic death scene for a character that you're supposed to be invested in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that actually does sound good. It kind of reminds me of, you remember Pupkin? You remember that? I've showed you that before.
Yeah, I love it.
Pupkin is really good. If you haven't read Pupkin, you should Google Pupkin, and hopefully that will retrieve an actual result for Pupkin. But it is a very strange comic that at first seems sincere. Pupkin and the Non-Identical Triplet. I think that's it. Yeah. At first it just seems like something dumb written by an idiot, but then it like just becomes clearer and clearer that it is madness, and it is also art.
I'm a big fan of madness. But I get the people who like really want the next thing, like the next big thing to happen. Because I think about myself as a reader of manga and comics and stuff. It's like,
and you're writing like manga. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm a manga. I'm a mangaka.
You're always saying that. I'm the number one mangaka in America.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Fred Gallagher.
When I'm writing my manga, I keep in mind that I'm also a reader of manga. And that, like, say, for instance, like, I'm a fan of Berserk. I've said this before.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's takes forever to update that series. And anytime, like, a major story, like, ends, I'm like, ah, fuck. When they're, like, revving up and starting a new story. I mean, I love every installment. And I worship the ground Kentaro Mira's dick touches. So it's like, I love it, but I'm like, damn it, I wish that, you know, it's going to take forever to get to the next, like, climax. Jeez, when is Casca gonna get cured? When is Guts gonna kill Griffith? Like, shit like that, I
but
think.
But then when all that stuff happens, you know it'll be getting closer and closer to the end of the series. And then when the end of the series comes, I know you're gonna be crying.
I'm gonna be crying.
I know you're gonna be crying.
I'm gonna be crying like a little bitch. I'm gonna be swimming in a little pool that is comprised of my little dog tears.
Well, I mean,
take a lot of long baths.
Full of my tears, by the way.
Well, the thing about that is like it. You crave those climaxes because that's like the treat in any story. Like that's. Right. I mean, it's not like the whole point of the story is to make you want to get to the climax, to care about the climax. Like that's the big thing. But like, there's like a thing that I learned when I was in school for the arts, as I once was. People. Everybody here knows what I'm talking about, but like a thing is that your audience will desire things, but you can't just give them everything they want. Like that's your job is to create desires and then satisfy them, but you can't just give your audience instant gratification because they will feel contempt for you and they'll stop caring about the story. So like if you can crave those climaxes, but then if you go too fast from one to another, like if it was like some people want it to be, which is like every, you know, 10 comics, there's some new revelation, they'd get sick of it really fast. And I think people know that. It's just, I understand why it can be frustrating at times. I mean, it's a matter of pacing and like finding a balance between being overly long, like sometimes maybe Miura is, and, you know, not just selling your milk at a discount. To use a very bad mixed metaphor.
Yeah, we can't sell our milk. But one of the main issues also following episodically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even with you, Gob, is that when you're putting out your comic every few days and people are following it, it can be difficult when, you know, a resolution doesn't present itself right away to a situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same with other longer series that people have to wait longer for, like, I don't know, maybe Berserk.
Dragon Ball Z. Oh, sorry, that's over. So then Pasquale's birthday party escalated. Allison's band, which I really enjoyed doing their performance.
Does the band have a name?
Yes. They are. Their band name is. Let's see. Dear Abigail, I am cold. There has to be very little blood left in me at this point. It was an accident at the forge. I am using the last of my strength to tell you to please be happy and tell the boys their father continued.
That's right. I remember now. It was Little Zachary
named the band, and their performance. I had a lot of fun drawing that. I wanted to kind of sort of give a nod to the talent show and how things kind of went to shit. But instead, they're just a really shitty band that they were so shitty that it caused everybody's like eyes and ears to bleed and nose. So that was why that happened. And, so then Trish did her thing. And then the space rhinos finally made their appearance and blew up the planet. And that was something that you and I planned for a while. It was actually your idea to do it at the end.
The space rhinos arc was actually going to be a lot longer, wasn't it?
There was, like, I had a lot of ideas, like, for... actually, let me get to that. But I did have a lot of different ideas. Like, I think that at one point there was going to be like a confrontation, like on the ground, in my head at least, between like the space rhinos versus Pasquale and his whole squad. There was going to be a battle, and this isn't one of those comics. I think that I realized that, like, the fight, if there's going to be fights in this comic, they're going to have to be, like, really, like, short. Like, I don't know.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Get but back man. To the comedy.
The com- yeah, so, the comic you're thinking of is Eric the Juice Man. That's the one
yes.
where you have 30 pages of 12 panels each where people pose and shoot beams of
yeah.
energy at each other.
Well, one thing I will say is it was your idea to do the Space Rhinos blowing up the Earth at the end of just like a random six-panel comic. And it was my idea. So what was going to happen is you really, really wanted an actual space arc, and I really, really didn't.
I like space. Ed can back me up on this. Space is good. Space is a
I
good
love
thing.
Space. I'm still here, by the way.
He's done two series about space. And
there's so much easier to draw backgrounds when they're in space.
See?
That is a good motivator.
I should have talked to you to get him some advice, because he was like, oh, it's going to be so much more work. And I was like, I don't think
so. Well,
no,
it wasn't the work. I don't know why. It's just like space doesn't grip me as much as, like, I don't know, hanging out.
The hell dimension is more interesting to look at, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoy doing the hell stuff.
We see them in the next dimension.
Yeah. Oh, shit. But,
As you've been talking, by the way, I've been, like, reading in reverse order back through all the comics.
Oh,
so
nice.
Just saying. Because I've read them all, but, like, I really only read them once and then move on to the next one, you know what I mean? I'm not as close to them as you guys are. So there's definitely some details that I would have missed or forgotten about. So, anyway, sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
No, dude. By all means, you I feel so bad that, like, I'm just, like, yapping and you're... You're there, and
no, I mean, people are listening to this to hear about It Hurts, right? So, you three are the ones who make it.
I was actually going to like point out the fact that I don't think that I could do space well, because I feel like somebody like you, it comes naturally to you, I think, because you can tell by watching, whether it's Space Tree or Tree Friends or
Happy Tree Friends, my best cartoon.
Happy Tree Friends or
Friends
or Moon
the sitcom.
Face.
That was a good one.
You do it really well, is what I'm trying to say. And
I don't think
I could do it. I probably could not do it very well. I would get bored after like two space installments. And be like, oh, God, when's this going to end? And then I would just, like, be like, fuck this.
This does not bode well for our spec script for Adult Swim, by the way. I'm kind of worried that...
Really? Why?
It's called Space Buddies.
Space Buddies?
Yeah. We agreed on this name. It's Space Buddies. And now you're saying... Oh, whatever.
What?
God
did
damn!
I screw something up?
Yep, you did.
You never heard of yes and, John?
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Fuck. You're talking about the blowing up the Earth.
Yeah.
And how it was so, a great idea on my behalf. Thank you.
Yes. And so then I went ahead and had the rhinos kill everyone. Instead of having a space arc, I was just like, nope. And
that was awesome, by the way. I don't know if I ever told you how good that was.
Thank you very much.
Just how quickly it happened.
I really wanted to give Katie a moment to really shine. And like there was like little preparation she was doing for an event like this. Like for like she, in comics before she was like building something and you couldn't really tell what it was. And like she had a little project going on with her and Mr. Jones and Eliza and I guess Aurora, her magic forklift or Mr. Jones's magic forklift. And so they made a spaceship out of the 15 story thing. And I wanted to give her a moment to shine and then immediately unshine.
Be dulled by the cold vacuum of space.
Yeah. Poor Katie. I feel really bad.
It's all right. She's happy in hell.
Yep. I think so. I think she is. So then Aurora died, and that was sad. And then they went to hell. And then just about hell real quick. It's my favorite arc, I think. I think it's my favorite arc that I've ever written. And so that's, yeah, it's like all the old characters came back. It's, the setting's really weird, and I get to, like, the setting, the backgrounds, this is like the first time I've ever actually had fun drawing the backgrounds, because it's just a chance where I get to just fuck around and tweak with the fucking colors and shit and make pretty looking ugly things. And, yeah, I don't know. I like the whole logic of hell, even though I don't even myself fully understand how hell works, but I like it that way. It's like mysterious, and I'm having fun sort of unraveling it. And where we are in the comic now, what happened is Tubbsy and Poop just died. There was a mystery that had gone on for a while. Is like sort of a mystery. Like, what happens if you die again?
Oh, can I say, just like as an outsider, what my interpretation was of that last comic? Because I haven't even talked to you about it or anything.
No, please, go ahead.
So is the implication that once you die in hell, it just completely erases your existence? So, like, everybody except Pasquale, it seems, for some reason, has forgotten about Tubbsy altogether?
That's correct.
And Peeplops as well.
That is correct.
Like, at the beginning of the comic.
Yeah, yeah, he like, that was remembers Peeplops.
Yeah, that was, I only noticed the second time I read it, what that meant. Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, but,
you get a little hint of it earlier with Big Me and Little Me. I don't remember what the other guy's name was.
I just call them Big Me and Bigamy. And by the way, another thing about this the Hell arc is that Grail, who's sitting next to me, has been adding a lot of more actual art. I think this is the first time, or one of the first times that you've actually like drawn dudes doing stuff in the comic before thank you, Joey. before that, you basically you helped me like pick colors for stuff and design.
I guess I would design some outfits and some stuff here and there, but yeah, this was my first time actually getting a chance to. Well, I'm sure you would have given me other chances, so I don't want to say that, but it was my first time taking advantage of the opportunity to actually get in the comic and draw some stuff. So that was really cool. I was really pleased with that
result. So am I. I'm really happy with how it turned out. Like, to me, like we have different art styles, but I think that I think that your competent art complements my incompetent art very, very much. If that makes any sense, especially in hell, when it's okay if something looks out of place, I feel. And I really like your designs for Big Me and Bigamy. Also, you did a guest comic for Trish's past. And
oh, yeah, that was fun. I was very appreciative of all the kind notes that people made about that, and I was excited that you decided to incorporate the designs into the canon.
Yep, I took the Trish's aunts from your comic and plopped them into hell.
Yeah, and it's just where they deserve to be.
So that's where we are right now, and yeah, things are gonna be sad for a little bit. But I imagine that there will be some humor as well, and if there isn't, then I don't know how this is going to work.
Just put in three panels of zooming in on somebody's hat, showing a secret message. What was? Did you just need to fill in like three extra panels or something? Like, is that why you put in that weird hat jerk?
No, I really wanted to do that hat joke, and so I thought. What, like, well, this is the last chance I'm going to have to do this joke. Poor Bumbus got exploded.
Oh, Bumbus.
You hardly knew ye. Something I noticed is that Katie's never spoken a word to Tubbsy throughout this comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, that opportunity's lost.
I think she's spoken about Tubbsy, mm-hmm. perhaps.
Who's spoken about Tubbsy?
Katie.
Oh.
I always notice that kind of thing on, like, TV shows where there's, like, a lot of characters, and if they go on for years, there's certain characters who just never interact with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just rewatching Community in it. That's one thing I appreciate about that show is that they get everybody paired up at some point.
Nice. That's another show I gotta check.
I was just rereading the comics myself, and something had occurred to me that we can probably talk about now because this character is never going to come up again. I guess you can just edit this out if you don't want to leave it. But nobody, to my knowledge, in the comments or on 4chan or on Something Awful has ever pointed out that Zach never speaks.
No, people have said it.
They have?
They say, oh, he's a mute or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they've brought it up before. And it's for... Actually, it's unknown whether he's in... He might say things. He might never say anything. But I wanted to go the entire comic with him just never ever saying anything ever. And he's done. No more Zach. His final comic.
Yeah,
it's just him making an angry face.
Yeah, he got he got blown up by Hellfire off screen. That's canon.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, what happened to the rest of the Grabowskis?
They're fine. They just don't remember they're the youngest member. That's forever.
Oh my god. This comic is terrible.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I have a question. The dad is in heaven, right? Pasquale's dad.
Pasquale's dad, that's a good question, actually.
We don't know where he is.
I guess we didn't. He's just not in hell.
Well, that's a good question.
Pasquale hasn't seen him in hell.
Okay, I guess, he could be there and they just haven't crossed paths. Okay. That's a good point.
Right.
I guess I was going to ask, will we ever see heaven? But if he's not up there, then I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we're going to see heaven.
Oh, okay.
Because I think...
You heard it here first.
It's not a spoiler to say that we're going to go to heaven.
What's that?
I said it's not a spoiler to say we're going to heaven, because, I mean, it's
that's where
pretty
the
obvious.
Verminly matron has
been. Verminous.
Verminous,
excuse me.
By the way, that's excellent. Another excellent design by Grail.
Yeah, I don't know if I said it directly to you, but...
by Yosef.
Yeah.
That, well, the name is the important part.
The design was originally a lot different, and then
you can
I
say
changed
worse.
It,
you can say
and
worse.
Then actually, it went through. This is probably the character that has gone through so many different drafts of this design because you started out with kind of more of a Hellraiser look, like a Cenobite look.
Yeah,
and then I went for more of a Blaine. Or Blam.
Yeah.
character design that had more like it had a different feel. Neither of us were really sure, I think, what the look was going to be. And then we came back to it later and came to a more slimy conclusion.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
Thank you. And then when it finally appeared in the comic, it changed again from the. From the draft, I think, and I'm happy with that change.
Yeah, so am I.
So, at some point, we can probably post all the sketches.
Yeah, totally. I think that once we meet the Verminous Matron again, I think I'll totally post those sketches. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably be going to heaven at some point because. You know, that's where this lady who killed Tubbsy and Poop went, and so one way or another we'll see heaven, and as for Pasquale's dad, there's, you know, old characters have shown up before. So there's a possibility that he might show up again. It's possible. I mean, he's shown up in little messages broadcasting from Pasquale's butt, and you know,
flashbacks.
Yeah.
Well, originally in like the early pre-comic, when we were just shooting the shit before you, like in the year before you actually got to writing it, there was talk about like, because we didn't want to get rid of Dad, even though he had to die. Like, he would have. This was back when Aurora was going to be the antagonist.
Oh, yeah.
There was going to be, like, messages scattered across the wasteland.
Oh, my God, that's right. Yeah. It was going to be, like, the Shikon no Tama from Inuyasha, where past the. Like, one of the plot points is that was going to be that, like, Dad, like, purposely scattered all these messages all over Earth. And Pasquale has to find every single one of them. And that's Pasquale's purpose in life, is to find all his dad's messages. That was one of the early ideas.
Just one of the opportunities, just so that you can have him insult him more
and
more, even though he's dead.
Yeah.
I think that with that, you know, changing the direction with the series was a good idea, ultimately, and also not overusing the dad factor.
Yeah, that was the big
factor. Is a special thing.
That's a big thing. Is like it goes back to the milk thing that I was talking about earlier with all the milk. It's like the milk
titties.
Milk comes from cow titties, and that's the only place it comes from. But you can't give your audience too much milk from your cow titties, is what I'm saying.
Because right.
Then they'll get sick of milk, and they'll start farting. Because the audience is lactose intolerant.
Yeah. So, real quick, before I forget, Grail also designed Poop's new look and Tubbsy's new look, which are both amazing, I think. Anyway,
Oh, yeah, Poop has all those, like, red, like, spikes or whatever they are coming off him. Those look really cool.
I really dig that.
He's got the little poop head on the big wolf body.
His giant body.
Yeah, the little tiny poop head. I think that was your touch, wasn't it?
I think it may have been. I think it's either Yosef or both me and Yosef had the idea that, like, Poop was still going to have his, like, tiny little puppy head. This stupid little face just sticking off his big-ass body. Should we do questions now, or should we do that later?
Let's just get through them right quick. I don't think we got too many.
All right, so our first questions are from Something Awful. We got Rar, I'm a Dinosaur, asks, well, he's got a few. He said, were you being coy when you said God Damn It wasn't connected to It Hurts beyond similar characters and settings? I don't know.
Do you need me to explain what koi means?
No.
Well, listen.
Well, let me.
Gob doesn't live in a pond. Let me just be clear. My husband is not a fish. I wish people would stop bringing that up.
Gob, are you typing in your computer koi definition?
No, it's like, I don't know what I, well, I'm going to let you answer this.
What do you mean?
Question. Okay, I don't know first, what I should say.
Before you do that, tell me what koi means, because I need to know.
Like, am I being like, ooh, I'm not telling you.
Oh, is that in the, dictionary?
I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, that's what it says in the dictionary.
Wow. Okay.
He's got a picture of God.
I don't know. Does it mean anything? Well, I'm not telling you.
My answer to that is that the intention is that It Hurts is completely readable without losing anything, without having read God Damn It. And that is the intention. The intention isn't that if you don't read that, you're going to like be missing out on stuff. Like, because it wasn't like intended to be a work that is like, oh, this is just a sequel or anything to God damn it, which is what I think a lot of people say, because people say that, cite that as evidence of like, oh, well, Allie is actually like endgame waifu for Pasqualo, and I'm sure those people are very happy that Tubbsy's dead. Yeah, because of those comics. But,
yeah.
Like, it's not like, it's just the thing that you made first, or was that even the first one, right. Or was that the, no, that was the first one, and then came the animation, and that failed. Yeah. And then the comic.
But, basically, it hurts is me saying, okay, I'm gonna try to do God Damn It the right way.
Mm-hmm. Not blackout drunk.
Yeah. Only kind of drunk.
Yeah. Only drunk for some of it.
Yeah.
And stone for the rest. So I saw those tweets that you posted. I was able to decipher your secret message. But it's not, people might put too much emphasis on God Damn It, and I think like people will like make fun of people for not having read it. Look at this guy; he hasn't read God Damn It yet.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, it's you don't have to read God Damn It.
Is God Damn It on the website?
Yes,
it's like hidden somewhere. You just have to type in
an Easter egg.
Yeah,
just go to gobblatula.com/gd.
And. Basically, yeah, there's like echoes of God Damn It in It Hurts. Like, there's things I kept, things I like from it. Like, the devil looks the same. I threw in the goldfish somewhere. I threw in, actually the devil's little assistant guy.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up. And yeah, just like little things like that. And, mm-hmm.
Both things like Allison and Tubbsy and the gym teacher. But I mean, you also put Eric and Bob in the Hell arc. So that doesn't mean that this is, well, it does mean that it takes place in the same universe. But
yeah,
they died
and went to hell.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you need to read all of it. Eric the Juice Man in order to understand It Hurts. In fact, you can't do that now because you haven't put all the comics up on the website yet. And also, it would be a horrible idea to read all of Eric the Juice Man in the hopes of understanding the lore of It Hurts.
No.
Oh, I've wasted so much time then reading all of those Juice Man comics.
Most you'll understand is that I'm retarded without somebody helping me write. let's see. How have you changed? This is still from "Rawr, I'm a dinosaur." How have you most changed since starting It Hurts? I'd have to. I hope this is. Oh,
well, first of all, I can tell you a little bit about that. My husband was not on his medication before when he started this series.
Right.
In case you haven't heard, in case you haven't read or listened to any of the previous podcasts, my husband has anxiety and depression, and it made him a very interesting person for a while.
Yeah, I'd say how I changed the most is I like to think that I mellowed out a lot more in general.
Yeah, you did.
I like you said, I back then was kind of obsessive about like everything. Like everything in my life had to be done just so, and I had to, it's like I'd yell at myself if I didn't run every day. I was in like excellent shape. It was awful.
He was really truly miserable. He wouldn't eat bread, he wouldn't eat carbs.
I was an asshole. I really was like an asshole. Not the worst kind of asshole, but like the kind of asshole who would just get frustrated all the time, and just I would like get upset over everything, really, and
so
obsessive.
That's kind of how you started out when you started working on the series, kind of just to unwind a little bit, and because you'd been thinking about the story for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were writing it, you were kind of going through different phases in terms of medicating yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was...
So, first you started drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Which was is kind of what happened with Goddammit. So, it was a nice little book ending.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You would self-medicate that way, and...
yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah, well...
Well,
no,
I remember what you would do is that you would get a six-pack and just get through it while you were drawing.
Hell yeah.
In the space of about a day.
That was
drink
awesome.
An entire six-pack and just do your stuff. And I remember, like, I felt bad, like, pointing it out to you, saying, like, oh, maybe you should take it easy.
And I was like, I'll tell you when I've had enough.
I don't have a problem.
You turn into Yardo?
Yes.
I drink too much.
Drink too much, I do.
Whoa. Tipsy I am.
So, yeah, in the context of the comic, it worked really well because you would loosen up and get all the creative juices flowing out.
Yeah, yeah. I used to think that...
But you wouldn't want to socialize with anybody because you were drunk. You wouldn't want to go anywhere because you were drunk.
Oh, wow.
That's what I remember.
I don't remember this.
Well, there you go. It was kind of a tough time in that respect, outside of the comic, because of that. But then after that, you started taking medication.
Yeah.
And drinking. And... That made for some interesting comics, I think. But
yeah, yeah, you know.
But then you stopped the drinking altogether.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. In that respect, like I definitely, yeah, it's, you know, alcoholism runs in my blood. Like my biological father is an alcoholic, and. Yeah, it's something I definitely got to look out for when I'm chug-a-lugging six packs. Yeah, that's the shitty thing. And well, look, to kind of add on to what you just said, it's basically me sort of like I used to drink back in like college and stuff, and that was like it was the normal thing to do back then, and. Basically, when it gets to the point when I'm in my 30s and it's just like me alone in front of my computer, it's like, this is really awesome. No, I was going to say, it's just like it reached a point where it just like kind of didn't work, I guess. And I think that for a little bit it worked. Like I would have a routine where I would go to work. Come home, I would exercise, and then I would get all fucking crunked up and draw a comic. And
meanwhile, while Grail was telling you need to stop drinking all the time, I was telling you need to stop exercising all the time. This shit is bad for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I started taking. I finally got on some medications for my depression and anxiety, and
heroin is not usually prescribed for.
For a brief period, I thought it was okay to drink while I took medication, and yeah, no, it wasn't. But basically, yeah. Then I stopped taking medicine again, and then I think I'm just going to cut all this out.
You periodically, I remember at some other podcast, you were always like, I'm just going to cut everything out.
No, but this, I have a feeling, I have a very deep feeling in my heart that this isn't, like, interesting so much as it is just, like, sad.
Well, the guy asked how you've changed. I'm just kind of, my idea was just to map out all the different stages of self-medication or medication.
Yeah, but is this something I want people to know about me?
People want to know about the author.
Yeah, I guess
I wouldn't say it's, like, weird or controversial. Like, creative people are notoriously, you know, whacked in the head, so...
That's a good point. I should go get drunk right now.
Yeah, there are probably people listening who are like, hey, man, I like getting drunk all the time. Maybe someday I could make a cool webcomic. Just like Gobble and Spatula.
Gobble Spatula. Making comics. Well, so I guess the answer to this guy's question is basically that you've gone through many, many, or a few stages of medicating yourself and or being medicated.
Yeah.
And it's kind of evened out to a place where you're more, your temper and your temperament is more stable.
Yeah, I'd say so. I was never, I was about to say I was never really an angry guy, but.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Not angry. You would get depressed.
I would get depressed and I'd get anxious and I'd get like pissed at myself a lot and frustrated. And just being around that for, you know, Grail, it's just not a good time. There's been many.
Do you think I'm annoying?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to ask, do you think I'm annoying? I remember when we were joking and during the podcast and I was like, I want a divorce. Afterwards, you're like, you were joking about that, right? I felt so bad.
It's one of those things.
But that's just what
you should about. You should be allowed to say that you want to divorce me.
Oh,
it's legal.
It is. But don't worry, I like you. You're all right.
You're all right.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, sorry to stick on that question. I think it's an interesting subject. Whenever you know you find out that the author of a comic has had like personal problems that maybe you can relate to on some level, like the reader can understand where you've been and you know how you dealt with
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, basically, just it's not necessarily the best for everybody, but you've taken steps to make yourself feel better. Sorry, Yosef. What were you gonna say?
Well, yeah, because it's not like webcomic artists talk about depression very often.
Christ. And then I started smoking weed. No, I didn't smoke it. I eat edibles and
which are illegal here in California if you have a medical card.
Yeah. And then I would take the little droplets as well. I still do sometimes, but not all the time. When I get high, I prefer weed. I don't get high all the time. Stay high, my friends. All the time. I am the most interesting man in the world. My favorite band is Snoop Dogg. I'd like to think I mellowed out over the course of drawing the comic, and I kind of think that I've taken Pasquale. I think that the tone of the comic has sort of reflected my attitude in general. Like, even though in Hell, I kind of feel like this is like a pretty comfy arc until everyone fucking died. So I don't know. Whatever. Questions. I have a question for Ed. How do you come up with your characters?
Wow, what an easy question. I think a lot of them kind of start off with just like a really small idea and kind of get expanded from there. Like as I, like, let's see. Some of them start off with just a voice as well. You know, the tutorial voice. That was just a voice before I made a whole character around it. I mean, some of them like...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, like the Stella character was just like a one-joke character who... She just like kills herself in every comic. That was the origin of that character. And
she in the original, Where's My Shoe comics that like the Goddammit comics are no longer easily visible.
Right. I'm actually like ashamed of some of them. But,
Please don't tell me that you're ashamed of Fuck You.
What's that?
The character. There was a character named Fuck You.
Oh, right. Oh my god, yes.
Oh god, I totally had forgotten about that. Yeah. That's one of the ones that hasn't been online for a long time.
Oh yeah. Man.
That was one of the early.
The proto Where's My Shoes. God, Where's My Shoe is a fucking good comic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just saying, the characters start off as like a small idea, and I kind of expand around that from that small origin, I guess.
I really like how you've written the new Where's My Shoe. Like it's really like everything is connected. It's really cool.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a couple years since I updated it, but thanks.
It's okay. It's still, my feelings are still the same after all these years. Okay.
Yeah. Anybody who hasn't, for somehow hasn't read Where's My Shoe should go to wheresmyshoe.com. Like, that is a fucking...
Well, you shouldn't go right now, because you'll get redirected to my YouTube channel.
Oh, really? You took it down completely?
No, there's some issues with hosting, but we didn't have to talk about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But, sucks. I mean, I'll put them back up at some point. It's just a hosting problem.
All right.
Put them on my site.
Put them on your site. All right, it's a deal.
Put them on Squarespace.
Look for gobbleatula.com. gobbleatula.com/ Where's My Shoe? Coming soon.
Hell yeah. Okay, so the next question is from the same person. Rawr, I'm a dinosaur. Ask, what scene would you most like to see fully animated? Don't get excited. I can't animate. I'm just curious. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that there's a lot of like little moments that I want animated, like any time that Allison and Pasquale are fighting, or
Yeah, do you want to see like more action scenes or more like just like character talking to each other scenes? Like,
I think like like anytime I think of an It Hurts cartoon, I imagine a scenario where it's zombie Allison and cyborg Pasquale just driving around.
Yeah.
Like with Trish, like when they first meet Trish or something like that, and they run her over and just like shit like that. Just like I really want to see like goofy shit like that animated, just like a little side adventure where they like, I don't know, they find a box full of dog faces and they don't know what to do with the dog faces. So they cry little tiny dogs out of their eyes. And then Comfy Pants asks, how much has the storyline for It Hurts changed from what you originally envisioned it to be? Is it all pretty much unfolding the way you planned from the start, or have there been some changes here and there that have made it different? It's different in a lot of ways and same in a lot of other ways. Like, it's always been the case where it's going to be Pasquale, blah, 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 Apocalypse, Cyborg, blah, blah, blah. He dies, goes to hell, blah, 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 the end. And, that's the same. And the little things in between have been different. Like at one point, Aurora was going to be the bad guy. And, you know, a lot of people's roles were different. Tubbsy was supposed to be with them the whole time. And that didn't happen, obviously. So it's changed a lot. And a lot of it had to do with like a combination of like spur of the moment decisions. Like, wait a minute, what if this happened? Oh, snap. And then, you know, just me and Yosef talking on the phone, just like kind of like, hey, what if, I'm sorry, my wife is looking at pornography.
<It's>... I'm not! Well, that wasn't very convincing.
All right. So, and it is one of those GIFs where they put the Brazzers logo on top of something that isn't porn. I have another question for Ed. Why do...
Oh, God.
You... Why do you...
This is going to be good.
Why?
I can tell.
Is this all written out in the question?
Yeah, there's a lot of why, you.
Do you like the tablet that you use?
Yeah, it's fine. It's a Wacom, however you pronounce it, tablet. Yeah, Cintiq, it's fine.
Oh, snap.
Cintiq.
Oh, by the way, another thank you to Grail for she bought me a Microsoft Surface for my Christmas, and it works like a dream come true.
It was worth it to catch you crying on video.
Oh yeah, you recorded, man. How many times have I cried in my life? Jesus,
a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a capturable number.
Yeah. So...
Do you cry, like, while watching movies and stuff a lot?
Yes. Yeah. All the time. All the time, yeah.
He cries when he's just sitting there, too. Like, I'll look over and he'll just be crying and I don't even ask anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking about Lisa Simpson and her substitute teacher.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah, there was... Oh, what? I think, like, I was looking outside, and it was, like, I don't know, I saw this, like, leaf moving around, and it just reminded me of my childhood for some reason, and then I just started crying because I'm gonna die.
You're describing a student short film.
I just looked at it and saw a plastic American bag Beauty. In the wind. Here's a question from Old Chili. How many hot dogs could you eat in a row?
Oh, yeah, that's where I was trying to get to. Thank you. Unfortunately, the answer is just three. I've tried to... Like, there have been days where I've bought a bunch of hot dogs in hopes of eating all of said hot dogs, and, like the most I ever got through is three.
Were you just eating the hot dogs or, with bread around them?
Oh, yeah, with the bun. And
okay, because I ate, 10 hot dogs once with no bread, and I just felt really gross after that. It was easier without the bread, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there's this hot dog place I used to go to all the time that had these, really, really good hot dogs, and they were really good, and I ate three of them. And that's, unfortunately, the most I can get through. Let's see.
You gotta dip them in the water. That's how the hot dog eating pros do it, right?
I don't know what the fuck that's all about. Is it just to make it go down quicker?
I guess.
Or whatever. They don't have to chew as
makes
much.
The bread soggy and it's easier to swallow, I guess. They just swallow them whole that way in those competitions.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, I remember you told me once, Gob, that you wanted to be in competitive eating, but then I realized you wouldn't want to eat soggy bread.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to be, I want to be in competitive eating just to have all those hot dogs in front of me, and just so I can have the option to eat 80 of them.
But you just eat three.
It's just nice. It's just nice having them
there. The announcer would be like, oh, it seems that Gob is completely forfeiting the competition and just starting to eat the hot dogs. He's not shoving them in his mouth haphazardly.
No.
You guys got any mustard?
Oh, man. That's... My ideal hot dog is a hot dog that has cheese, onions, and mustard. That's all you need for a good hot dog. Okay, Wert Nerve asks, how's work been? Have the extra harder hours built character and presented new opportunity? Or have they just been arduous? Has anything from your work made it into the comic? Like a gag or a trait? I don't know... I like my job. I like that I have to go to work. That makes any sense. I think that it's kind of important that I'm not working on the comic all the time, because then I think my comic would probably be kind of crappy if I didn't step away from it from time to time. Because actually, when I'm working, all I'm doing is thinking about my comic, and I think that the absence kind of I don't know. Makes
the heart grow fonder.
Come up with ideas. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I just made that up.
What about your recent good news at work?
Oh, I got a raise. Yeah. In my pants!
Whoa!
And in my wallet. Because my dick's in there!
I love to fuck my wallet.
bits and pieces of... Mr. Jones's character show up like Mr. Jones is kind of inspired by a combination of coworkers. Actually, I gotta go take a piss. I'll be back. Oh yeah. So I think some work things show up in the comic. I can't remember how, like little bits and pieces about like Mr. Jones's character. He's inspired by like a bunch of like dudes from my work and my father as well. Basically, he's inspired by like
your black dad. Yeah, we got it.
My black dad. Okay, so this is a question for Grail. Well, that's a question for me, but I'm going to give it to Grail. Would you hug Guy Fieri after seeing him eat 35 extra spicy hot wings in one sitting?
These are the only conditions under which I would hug Guy Fieri.
Seeing one of those eating competitions we were talking about, or what?
No, that's just his lunch. It's yeah. an aperitif for the great, his the great true feast. Wonder.
So this one is for Yosef.
Okay.
Does Pasqualo believe in mathematical realism or mathematical fictionalism?
I don't know what those terms mean. I didn't go to school for math. But you did, so you should know the answer to it.
I should, but I don't because I forgot it all. Okay, so those are questions.
Questions. Here are some questions. There are some questions.
Okay, so our next segment is called Don't Fuck Your Neighbor, starring Toast Bradley, the man made of toast, and Leprechaun Adams, an actual leprechaun from Ireland.
Not all leprechauns are from Ireland. Some of them are from the hood.
That's true. And also...
Hey, man, I'm a leprechaun, and I'm from Ireland. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I saw a neighbor that looks really hot. I think we should all fuck them.
No way, man. Don't you know the rules? Don't fuck your neighbor. Not in Ireland, where I'm from.
Don't fuck your neighbor. Don't fuck that neighbor with a girl or boy or a dog or a toy. Don't fuck your neighbor.
Don't fuck them.
Do you want to do one of those things where we all read a comic as the different characters?
Oh, shit.
Do some new
We could do that. Or we could do... someone just happened to walk into my apartment and I don't know who... Oh my god, it's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
I was worried it was going to be Biggie Smalls, but now I'm even more scared.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Righteous Citizen number...
Alright, I get it. You don't trust me. That's okay, I'm a doctor. You can tell me your real name. All right, how y'all doing? I see, your name is Yosef? Is that your name?
Sure. Yeah, that's my name.
I'm a doctor.
Hello, doctor.
This is gonna go well, and it's not offensive at all. Don't worry.
He's a doctor. You gotta tell him your name.
That's right. I went to medical school. You wanna know where?
Where, sir?
Where'd you go? Let's go.
Motherfucking Harvard.
Oh, shit.
Let me ask you guys something. You guys believe in civil rights?
Yep.
All right, there's nothing to discuss then. I'm out of here. See you guys later.
Good seeing you, Dr. King.
Yeah, good seeing you, too. Maybe tell me your name later. Okay, bye.
Hey, you guys should maybe lock your front door or something. These guys just come barging in.
Yeah. Or we could just keep letting people in and yeah. see what person works.
See if it's not a revered African-American leader.
What's wrong with him? You don't want him on the podcast? He's revered.
He's dead.
You take that back.
How dare you? That's racist. To say that he's dead.
Okay. Let's see who else can walk through that door.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, hi.
Hey, well, what's your name?
My name is Malcolm.
Oh, God.
Malcolm Q, is it?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. I
you
heard that you...
You my fucking stupid brothers.
I hear that you race race cars now.
Oh, shit, dude. Let me tell you something. The Indianapolis 500 only happens once a year, and I induce comas to make it come quicker.
In yourself?
Yeah, dude.
Multiple
I don't
comas?
Need practice?
No.
Yeah.
But I'd be worried that your muscles would be atrophied. You wouldn't be able to push them pedals.
That's why what I do is I have the doctors put my brain to sleep, and then they got me on workout machines while I'm fucking comatose.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
That's some really advanced techniques there.
I know. I wake up and it's go time. Vroom, vroom. All right, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
I think I can hear his race car driving away.
There it goes.
Whoa, he just crashed.
Wait, he just crashed?
Oh, my God. Malcolm.
Yeah, dude.
Malcolm the Middle is dead.
I'm fine. It was just my body that's hurt.
Okay.
Okay. Not your pristine racing.
I want to see a sequel to Agent Cody Banks, so that's good.
Oh, dude, thanks a lot. That means so much to me, man. That movie meant a lot to me when I made it. It's one of my first movies. One of my first anything, really, is other than Malcolm in the Middle. You know, before that, people only really knew me as Malcolm in the Middle, and now they knew me as Cody Banks, and now I'm a race car driver, and I just fucking hurt my body really bad.
Yeah, you're bleeding a lot there. You might want to see a doctor. Maybe there's a doctor nearby who just left the house. I don't know.
Doctors have vacuum cleaners because there's a lot of blood that needs to be put back in my body.
I think there's one type of doctor that uses vacuum cleaners.
Oh, my God. You look who else just walked in the room. It's Rebecca Romaine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love your lettuce.
It's me, Rebecca Romaine. This is in the house.
Oh, man.
When did you... That's what I recognize my first picture.
How long have you been sitting on this Rebecca Romaine impression? Because I cannot believe you haven't busted it out by now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Impression.
I know when you get in character, it's deep. Never mind.
This is an impression.
Yeah. It's like I'm listening to a scene from X-Men right now.
It's me. I never took off my blue makeup.
How long did it take you to get in and out of that blue makeup, Rebecca?
Several hours. But I can't get out of it anymore because my real skin has turned blue.
Oh, have you been consuming colloidal silver?
I ate a lot of copper in my 20s. Now my voice has changed a lot since then. It's changed a lot since we started.
Consume a lot of minerals. Do you think you might have pica?
Well, you see, I eat a lot of rocks in my spare time to combat my crippling depression.
Hey, Rebecca, they say that you can imitate anybody, even their voice. Why don't you make yourself look like them? I'm Alan Cumming, by the way. I gotta go.
Oh, shit, that was a...
You are my on-screen son. And you also have round glasses, and you host Masterpiece Theater. I'm very proud of you.
I am invincible! Goldeneye.
Good job.
I was also in seven seasons of The Good Wife. Anyways, I gotta go.
Nice to see you.
I'm German in real life. Austrian, I mean. Same thing.
Hello, it's me. I'm the guy that played Nightcrawler in the X-Men movie.
No, I am the guy who played the Nightcrawler.
Oh, shit. I fucked up. It's
one
really
of us.
Me.
I'm the guy that played...
Are you really Mystique in disguise? Rebecca Romaine transformed into Alan Cumming.
Friends are here.
It is me,
Sideshow Bob. I'm the guy that played Beast. Engage.
Engage? Did you turn into Picard at the end?
The guy who says engage.
Why not?
I think Professor Xavier is the one who says engage.
Well, I heard this is an X-Men reunion, so I'm here. Are we going to...
Heard right, would you... Would
number
you,
one?
Would you like some heavy metals with the cheese? My favorite.
Yes, don't mind if I do.
Who is in X-Men? I don't remember anything about X-Men.
Oh.
I don't know.
I know everyone who's in X-Men. You want me to read the... I watched a lot of these movies recently.
I took my clothes off. And they put the nipple covers on my nip-nips.
See, anyone who is familiar with X-Men, when I quoted that line, it was really funny to them. Trust me. I had to explain what it is for you three, but somebody listening will know.
I watched a lot of X-Men Evolution in my youth also.
Whoa. Oh, that was a good show. I remember liking that.
Remember liking it too. I don't remember what happened though.
They're all at like college, right?
Yeah, they're all like high school students.
High school students.
Except for Uncle Logan, who's always an angry grandpa.
Hey, it's me. What's up, Bob?
Oh.
It's me, Hugh Laurie. Don't make me get my adamantiums out and claw your faces off. It's not lupus.
Hi, I'm Halle Berry! I was in those movies too!
Hey, Halle, what happens to a toad that gets struck by lightning?
Fuck if I know!
Hey, I'm trying stand-up comedy. Want to hear one of my jokes?
Yes, please!
I'm so old.
How old are you?
So old that I fucked all seven samurai.
Yeah! Like in the movie?
That isn't so much of a joke as it is me bragging.
But I thought you went to Japan only in the movie.
Something you gotta know about me, Bub, is that I don't...
Yes?
I had a bad team.
Just...
Okay, how do I phrase this? Well, you know, all of my bones are adamantium. All of my bones.
My claws.
I think we know where you're going.
My claws with aren't this. The only thing that goes snicked.
There you go.
So what I'm trying to say is when I'm having sex, a claw comes out the tip of my penis. Let me find, where's Cyclops?
Hey guys, it's me, Cyclops. I gotta wear this thing over my eyes so I don't kill everybody.
Hey, do you like, is it okay if I fuck your wife, dude?
Oh no, don't turn me into a cuck.
It's okay, it's not as bad as you think.
Oh, okay. Can I watch through this peephole? It's an extra large peephole because I gotta put my whole fucking red visor up to it. Come to Cerebro, Cyclops. We can watch it together on the big screen.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea, guys. Oh, sorry about that. I had something in my throat.
I don't.
I guess she's all...
That's just how it sounds now.
Oh, Mystique. I want you to turn into... I want you to transform into me. And I want you to take the other end of Jean Grey. Let's make this special. Come on. Cyclops, take off your visor when you're watching.
No, I don't want to kill you all.
I want to feel the heat.
Okay.
I want you to warm.
I only take it off. I only like to take it off when I come.
Did you know that I won an Academy Award?
Oh my god.
Yeah, Hallie.
Now I'm doing this shit. Rick.
I remember when I saw your titties in Swordfish. It was so great, my fucking visor flew right into the air.
I love you in Monster's Ball, Hallie. I love the part where you can see Billy Bob's nuts.
Yeah, we had a joke on the set.
I
called that the real Monster Ball.
Wire.
This was so ugly.
I loved you in Monsters, Inc. I don't know how they made you look so blue and furry, but it was good.
Yeah, well, I guess Rebecca Romijn can fill you in on what the Hollywood's deal is with blue women.
Oh, yeah.
It prints well and shows up good on screen, which is why everybody's blue in X-Men.
Yeah, and the Avatar movie, all the people in that, they're all blue. All the ladies.
I did it first.
You did it first.
I couldn't see Avatar because the 3D goggles wouldn't fit over my visor. Also, I was going to come.
I love Cyclops.
Oh, thanks.
Let's smoke some meth. I can do it because I've got fast regenerative skills. And if I...
You got some of that blue stuff?
Fucked up looking... Yeah.
I love blue, I'll do some.
Rebecca, we have to cook.
That's my Walter White. I actually rewatched Breaking Bad, like the entire series.
Oh, that was the other reason you were crying a lot.
Yeah. I was crying so much. It was really cool.
So many dogs. There's so many dogs in your apartment. It's nipping at your heels.
Been petting them.
That just makes you cry more because you're so happy.
What's the What's the part in Breaking Bad that makes you cry the most?
Oh boy. When Walter Jr. gets his car and he's a He's smiling and revving the engine.
Wow.
It's a triumph.
I mean, are you serious right now?
No.
Because I don't know. You could be. Maybe that reminded you of when you first got a car or something. And you hobble over to it on your crutches and you're like, thanks, Dad. Whatever.
This is the summer when he was using his crutches because... He thought it was cool. Is this his affectation for the year?
Hey, Dad, I was just thinking, I don't know.
Do you remember how a couple seconds ago you said, I can't do my Walter Jr. voice because, and then you didn't finish that sentence and then just started doing the voice?
I had to prove to myself because what if I suddenly can do it again? That would be magic. crap.
Hey, Walter Jr., it's me, Saul. I want you to come work at my new law firm. I call it...
Oh my god, it's Saul. It's Better Call Saul. You're really him.
Come work at Jimmy and Junior. You're the junior.
Mom, would it be okay if I worked with Bob Odenkirk over at his law firm? I think that would be, like, totally cool.
Why are you being such a bitch?
Why are you being such a fucking asshole, Dad?
Actually, he did say things like that a couple times.
Hey, guys! Who wants the Schrader Brow? Come on, you want some beer? You want a brewski? Come on! Marie! God damn it!
Wow, that sounds so cool. I'm Baby Holly.
Oh, Holly, come over here. It's your Aunt Marie. Give me some kiss.
Oh, my God. Get your purple face off me.
Come here, I'm going to cover you in purple. I'm going to make you a purple shag carpet just for babies.
Stop turning me into Baby Grimace.
I'm going to make you beautiful, Baby Holly. Just like the baby I never had. Oh, God, my only husband. Beer! Beer! No babies!
Ah, come on, Marie. You want to try one of these? It's good brewskis.
Marie just has a Schrader Brow beer, like, in a crib. She's cradling it, like, hush, little baby. Oh.
Oh, God.
This is why I steal. I just want a baby.
Hank, I stole seven babies today. They're all in our basement.
Just a little diamond tiaras for all of them to go. Now they're little princesses.
Hey, Marie! You got a crown for my dick.
I couldn't think of anything to say, so I went for the dick. Sorry.
That's pretty much what we all do, especially when we're playing our Jackbox games.
Yeah, shit.
Like, if anybody, like, we were playing games on Jackbox, if anybody has the word dick in an answer, it's an automatic winner.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, Donald Trump won the presidency.
Thanks for me.
So in other news, you guys see the new episode of Breaking Bad?
There's a new episode of Breaking Bad?
Yeah,
they continued it.
That's why I was doing all those voices all of a sudden.
I was wondering. It didn't seem very relevant. This is a news podcast, apparently, so.
AMC was now, the ratings aren't good enough for Better Call Saul. Let's just start a new season of Breaking Bad.
Are they making a new season of that, by the way?
Of Saul? Yeah, it'll be out this year.
Oh, good. Hopefully around the time of Twin Peaks, because then I'll be set. I'll have Better Call Saul and Twin Peaks.
Hell yeah.
And so anyway, the new episode of Breaking Bad, basically what happens is you don't care if I spoil everything, do you, Nikon?
I don't give a shit.
So when Walter's dead at the end of the series, and all the cops start crowding around him, that's when his eyes and his mouth open, and he, like, gasps. He's like, oh, and, like, he lets out this beam of pure energy, and it just blinds all the policemen. And then all of a sudden, like, his hands turn into crystals, blue crystals, and they're fucking huge. He has these huge crystal meth hands, and he literally, like, his legs don't work for some reason, so he, like, drags his own body through the Uncle Jack's meth lab, and all the policemen are dead. They're, you know, blinded by the pure light emanating from Walter's face. And so what happens is he makes his way back to his family, and he says, it's done. And Skyler's like, what's done? And
I'm meth mad now. That's what he says. The famous line.
He said, I've done it, Skyler. I killed all of the cops. Now we can be family again.
And then he goes to touch her face, but, like, his hands are still the crystal meth hands. And he accidentally just crushes her head.
So, oh, man. I was going to say, what if she gets, like, so fucking high off of the meth?
She gets high, as she's dying, which is the ultimate high.
Yeah.
And Walter Jr. is just watching this happen.
Oh, no, Mom. Why are you getting high off of Dad's fists?
Son, I need you to know that I did this for my family.
And then, I don't know. That's when his cancer comes back. Because despite all his superpowers, it's can't beat cancer. Not in this world.
Not in this grounded reality.
You have, actually, Ed, you have a podcast. You should, you guys ready for plugs?
Sure. Plugs, 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 plugs. I'm just going to keep going. Plugs, 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 plugs.
Plugs are here, and it's time for them.
This is a comedy bang bang routine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys want to plug?
Okay, I'll say something.
Okay.
Since Gob just mentioned it, yeah, if you want to hear my voice for some reason, there's a podcast called Commentary Track Baby, where I just talk about a bunch of TV shows and sometimes movies, like The Simpsons is the most recent one. If you want to find it, just, you can look it up. If you know how to download podcasts, you can find it. Look it up on iTunes or go to my Twitter page at Ed Atlin. You'll see a link to it. You can figure it out. That's my plug.
And I have a plug called ithurts.com. Ithurtscomic.com, where if you like comics, you can watch the ones, you can read the, I draw them. And Yosef, you have a plug?
I guess, yeah, whatever. On DireDachshund.com, I've started writing a book that I have written a chapter of. So if you want to read that, go to DireDachshund.com/Swamp Hag. It's called Swamp Hag versus the Thing from Space.
Everybody read it and tell Yosef that he should write more, because I have bugged you about this and and you haven't written any more hags.
More hags!
More hags, please. So, yeah, that's my thing. Also, I'm on Twitter, but I very rarely tweet. And it's Yosef Schwem. So everything that I'm plugging has a name that is hard to spell, including my own name.
It's like a defense mechanism or something.
It is, because like I had the DireDachshund.com name way back, and it was a problem then. And then when I decided to make a new website, I was like, you know what? Let's go back to that. Let's use that same name that, like, most people for some reason can't spell the word dachshund. It's D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D. It's German. It means badger dog. And it refers to the fact that dachshunds were bred to hunt badgers. That's a true fact. That's why they have those stubby little legs and that sort of splay out so they can go in the badger hole and then, like, dig their little feet in and pull them out. And then they got that hooked tail, which allegedly is meant for you to pull, like, a handle. That part I'm not sure is actually true, but that's supposedly the reason they're shaped like that.
Yeah, so it allegedly pulls like the
allegedly
handle.
Allegedly. Oh, he did make an appearance.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any plugs? Is this Biggie?
Yeah, man, it's been totally B.I.G.
Yeah, so what do you want to plug?
This is my favorite podcast, man.
Yeah, we're the only one you visit after your death.
Oh, yeah,
so.
You know, the main thing I like to plug is myself back into a resuscitating machine, so I come back to life.
I think we've established that you're a skeleton, Biggie, so I'm not sure resuscitating...
Oh, hell yeah, I'm a skeleton, man, I forgot, man. I like to plug my you can download my shit on Spotify. My favorite, one of my own albums is Ready to Die.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to the Notorious B.I.G.
Well, you haven't been in the record business for a real long time there, Biggie, but you might not know this, but you don't make a lot of royalties off of Spotify. It's actually pretty bad.
Download my shit off iTunes, man.
Yeah, that's a better profit sharing thing. It's not perfect, but it's better.
Mr. Notorious B.I.G., I got a question. What does the B.I.G. stand for?
Big.
Is big. G. This big. Guy's really big.
B is for big. I is for Idiocracy, my favorite movie. And G is for girth, because I'm a big man.
Big Idiocracy girth. I always wondered that, yeah.
Yeah, girl, you got anything to plug?
Just your butt.
Oh, damn! I should be thinking of that. Oh, shit. I'm going to get a cork up my butt.
Pelvis.
I don't have anything to plug.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you're done listening to this podcast and you're sitting at your home on your easy chair with your record player going, because you are listening to the vinyl version of this podcast, I want you to take a moment and pray to our Lord and Savior and ask him, am I doing enough for this country? And if your Lord and Savior comes back and says yes, then you don't have to worry about a thing. You're fine. Don't worry about it, dude. And on that note, happy Thanksgiving. This has been the Gobcast, a.k.a. a bunch of other shit.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyway, everybody, thank you very much, Grail.
Thank you, and everybody.
And Ed and Yosef.
Goodbye.
Yep. All right. Tutorial. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. I was trying to do wordplay with tutorials. But...
Uh-huh. Oh, goodbye.
Right. Yeah. Time to stop the recording.
Okay. Stop the recording.
Never gonna stop.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're gone. Yes. I just had to talk to the manager. Oh, wait one sec.
I want you to get the final fix off here! Get it off right now! I'll kill you! Am I on the air?
Yeah, manager, you are.
Oh, no! I gotta get out of here.
Bye, manager. That was our lovable manager. His name... I really shouldn't say his name on the air, but you know, I am. Okay, his name is Jojo Jakrowski. I'm sitting around the house, watching the cows go moo, moo, moo. Sitting around my house, I have to rewind the tape. Do you know why? No, you don't, because I haven't told you. We're gonna listen to You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. Right, John? You couldn't hear John, because he's dead. I shot him. Don't tell anyone. John, are you alive? Yeah. No, we couldn't hear you, John.
You know why?
Because he's dead.
Well, I reckon it's about the drunkest I've ever been.
Yep.
I was driving my pickup truck right down my street. Right after I screwed my sister, boy, was never sweet. I was taking my good old hound dog down to the pound. I like better than driving my truck around. I step on the gas, I step on the gas. Pick up truck. Square dancing with my lovely lady all through the lovely night. Went through the bar, got pissed up, got in a fight. Went through the sheriff's office before I came around. I beat him half to death, then I took over my own town. Well, I step on the gas, and I step on the gas. Pick up truck. When I step on the gas, I step on the gas. Pick up truck.
I'm
so drunk.
Look at my butt. Look at my butt. Look at my motherfucking stupid butt. There's blood everywhere. Look how it bleeds. Look at my motherfucking stupid butt. Blood on my shirt. Blood on my jeans. Blood on my hands, blood on my pants, blood on my cock, blood everywhere. Look at my blood, bleeding everywhere. Look at my stupid fuck, blood, look at my blood, blood in the blood.
I think you all know this song. I fucking hate the RIA. They stole all my fucking MP3s. They sent me to jail. They raided my fucking home. I wanna fucking... Here's a little one for the ladies. Here goes.
they promoted me to the head of gun patrol. Obsessed with cats. She was really strict. She gave me a C on my final. When are you, when are you, when? are you gonna explain? Or when are you gonna expire?
Thanks. Stop it. Okay. This next one is a cover song by some homeless guy that I met, and he sang this song.
My feet are fucking freezing. I don't know what that tree means. Wanna go to the shelter. I don't want any of your fucking money. I'm freezing to death, but I don't fucking care. I wanna wear underwear, but it costs too much. Don't wanna get a job. I wanna be a fucking slut. Yeah, I wanna kill you tonight. I wanna kill you tonight. I wanna kill you tonight. I want none of your money, none of your pity, none of your fucking money or your pity or your food. I'm gonna kill you. Kill everybody. Wanna kill this whole city. Wanna kill you with your own money. I'm so your pity, don't want to live in the city. I just want to kill everyone. I'm so done. When I wake up every morning, I sleep in a garbage bag full of Cheeto bags. And I don't want to live anymore. I just want to be a homeless guy by myself, not living anywhere. I don't fucking care. I don't really wear underwear. I'm so dumb. Kill you with your money. Kill you with your body. 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 Kill you with your body.
Thank you. That was a I like to make medleys. Speaking of medleys, here's a medley of Copernicus Ralph. Yeah, that's right. All right.
I am a little child living in a sea place. I don't really want to show you what I'm thinking. Just live with my mommy and daddy, and they give me lots of money. I don't want to live with anybody else. I'm a pornography fiend. I download at least 50 videos a day. I smoke lots of weed. That's right, I'm a porno weed fiend. I'm a porno weed fiend. Oh yeah. And I recycle just cause everybody tells me to. Not cause I wanna conserve the forest, cause people bitch at me if I don't throw a can in the right place. Yeah, in the right place. I recycle just cause everybody tells me to. I don't care what's good for the fucking planet. On the soccer team, things are what they seem. I do really, really fast laps around the soccer field. The coach picks on me. He says I don't contribute to the team. What a fucking asshole. I just wanna fucking... scientist. I work on astronauts. I work on female astronauts. I make them take off their spacesuits. I make them take off their shirts. I make them take off their underwear. I make them take off my underwear. I make them sit next to me while we watch The Simpsons. You can be anything that you want to be, as long as you fucking try. You can be a fucking stupid person, as long as you're willing to work really fucking hard. That was a Copernicus medley. Okay. I got one last song for all y'all people. So it goes something like this.
I'm so angry at everybody except myself. I'm my own best friend. That's fucking right. My own best friend. Own. Me and myself hang out a lot. We both go down to the bar. We get ourselves a drink. And we stumble our asses home. Me and myself are best friends. Me and myself draw a lot of stupid pictures and put them on the internet. Me and myself draw for hours and hours, and nobody understands my pain. Me and myself are my best friend. Me and my motherfucking stupid self. I hate myself so much. Just kidding, that was a little joke. And myself are best fucking friends. We have been since first grade, when I would imagine monsters and I would chase them around while all the other stupid kids would look at me funny. Me and myself have been best friends ever since I learned to cheat on exams. I probably have no real brains. Me and myself are fucking best friends. Me and myself are fucking best friends. Just
kidding. All right, everybody. You are all my best friends. Thank you, every single one of you. Good night. Goodbye. We'll see you later. Bye.